Great. So we're going to do a little interview of Giles. So first of all, who are you? Tell us about yourself.
Thanks, Emily. I'm Giles. My name is Giles Caswell, and that's who I am. Would you like to know what those two jobs are?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not Doctor Who, but I am a doctor. I always wanted to be Doctor Who. Sadly, was never able to actually find a real TARDIS, which is sad. So I work in the emergency department at Prue. Been there for 10 years, roughly. I had a couple of years out in the middle of that, but I do that just for one day a week. Although it sounds really good that during COVID I doubled my shifts for COVID, but it's only going from one day a week to 2 days a week. So it's not as exciting as it sounds. And then my other job, I work for something called UCCF, which is the Universities and Colleges Christian Fellowship, or the Christian Union movement among universities in Britain. And my job there is to look after the staff team in London. We've got about 10 staff and a bunch of interns, kind of people that we call relays. And across London, there are about 30 to 40 universities. It's huge. There's about 400,000 students. 100,000 of them are international students. And there are about 30 Christian unions, generally little, small groups of Christians, students in those universities. And so my job is to look after the team that looks after them. And that's my main job.
So can you tell us a bit more about what UCCF do and what their aims are?
Yeah. So I think probably it's probably more important to think of the Christian Union and the students in the Christian Union. So Christian unions are groups of Christian students in universities who love Jesus and want to tell their friends about him. They want to show their love for Jesus by loving their friends so they can speak of him and introduce them to Jesus. So Christian unions do lots of different things. They will do different things depending on what their university is like, what their friends are like. Some universities are huge, some have colleges like yours, Emily. Some are very tiny, and so CUs are all different. But the general gist is that they get together to encourage one another, to equip each other, to tell their friends the good news of Jesus, and they also tell their friends the good news of Jesus. So praying for each other, encouraging each other, teaching one another to do the work of bringing the good news to their friends. And they might do that in one-to-one conversations, they might do that in meetings, they might do that as they just love their friends and support them, and so lots of different ways. And so that's what the Christian unions do. And then what UCCF does is we equip and support the Christian unions across the country. So we have staff around the country who will work with the leaders of the Christian unions to do that job really well. And we will put on events for CU leaders. We will meet with individuals. We will speak at their events. We'll pray for them. And so there's a network of staff and supporters across the country. And the supporters in general are those who probably were students themselves, were at Christian unions, love the work of Christian unions, would love to pray for Christians at universities as they speak to their friends. So UCCF really is a network of students, staff and supporters all praying for and working to reach students who don't yet know Jesus.
That's great. So why are you here at Green?
At Green Street Green? So, well, I'm not actually, because I'm at home.
Why are you?
Yeah. Although, actually, I'm very close, because I'm just up the hill. So I live at the top of the hill, in halfway between Chelsfield Station and Green Street Green Baptist Church. So if you've ever gone to the station, you've probably passed my house. And the reason I'm here today is David very kindly invited me. I had this idea 6 months ago. Wouldn't it be great? So I live in Orpington. Wouldn't it be great if I could get a group of people in Orpington, across the churches in Orpington, who wanted to pray for the work of Christian Unions and for students in Christian Unions. Whether it's people like yourself, Emily, who are students from those churches going to universities elsewhere, or whether we're praying for students in London, because we're in London, or whether it's people who have their own memories of students, want to pray for student work, or maybe it's some of you have other relatives, maybe grandchildren who are at university. I don't know how many people on this call now, in this meeting now, are at university or have friends and relatives at university. But I thought that there'd be lots of people across Orpington who would love to pray for that work. So I thought, wouldn't it be a good idea if we maybe set up, a termy prayer meeting? So I went to meet with David. Well, I met with one or two other pastors in Orpington. Pretty much as soon as I'd met with him, COVID happened. I don't think the two are causatively linked, but it did mean that instead of actually coming to you to talk to you in person, I'm here by Zoom to talk about Christian Unions and to encourage people to pray for them.
That's great. Could you tell us a bit more about why you think student ministry is so important and how people should pray?
Yeah, I mean, I've probably touched on that. I think for some people who've already been involved in Christian Unions, you probably already kind of think, yeah, I love this work. I think it's very important. For those of you who have not had much connection with this, why? What's the big deal? And of course, there are so many things that are important to pray for. So I'm not expecting everybody to go, yes, this is going to be my thing to pray for this. But I think it'd be good to think through some of the reasons why I think student ministry is important. I guess there are two big factors there. One is that people are away from home. And the second is that people of that age, you know, sort of 18 to 21, 22, are often engaging with ideas and thinking about new things, maybe for the first time. And so, again, think of it in terms of two ways of looking at that. If you're a Christian student from a Christian family at a church like Green Street Green, and you go to university, you're away from home, you're exposed to new ideas, and it can often be very difficult to live as a Christian in that context. And so I think it's really important that we keep on praying for students who have gone from our churches. Effectively, they're like little missionaries, aren't they? They've gone from the weekly support of a church and meeting together, and they're in what is often a very difficult and sometimes very hostile environment, where they themselves are being exposed to all sorts of ideas that may be quite anti-Christian. So we need to pray for them that they would stand firm for Jesus, keep their own faith, and be little missionaries. But then the flip side of that is all those people who go to university who have not come from Christian families, have no idea about the good news of Jesus, just know nothing at all. We don't live in a Christian country anymore. People don't have a basic knowledge of Jesus and what faith in him means. And so here's the good news, is that they're going to university and they will now have an opportunity to be exposed to hearing about Jesus, maybe for the first time in their lives. And they're at an opportunity where they are engaging with new ideas and they're thinking about things. And so we need to be praying that this would be the opportunity they would get to hear the gospel. And because it is a fantastic opportunity. And we know, don't we, that the decisions that you make, the lifestyle choices you make when you're at the sort of late teens, early 20s, shape you for life. And so if Christian students go to university and get excited about the gospel and being evangelists, and if non-Christians go to university and become Christians and come to know Jesus, that will set these guys up for a lifetime of ministry and evangelism. And that is just wonderful. So I think it's an amazing opportunity that I just think it's so important to support and pray for.
That's great.
Emily, I don't know Greece or Green. Are there other students? Is it, obviously I know you're at Durham. Are there any other students here on the call with us?
I don't know. That we don't have many students. So there maybe one or two.
Yeah. Because, I mean, obviously, you know, Emily's interviewing me, but I don't want to sound like there may not be others that you guys know and want to support and pray for. But I think as Emily's here, I think it'd be good just to hear an example of what it's like as a Christian Union student, in her case in Durham. Emily, you've been there 1 year? Yeah.
1 year.
How's it been in that year? What are some of the challenges as a Christian going to Durham?
Well, it's been really good. And Durham's really blessed to have quite a big CU for quite a small uni. So there is a lot of, you know, support. I have a lot of Christian friends. But it is difficult. You know, we have, you know, lots of people are very hostile, you know, writing things online about the CU that are pretty horrible and things like that. But generally, it's been so good. You know, we have events on most days, you know, lunches and talks and things that people can go to and we can bring our friends to. So it's really good. And we have like one meeting where everyone gets together once a week, which is great. And we have, you know, a talk from somebody about evangelism. So it is really good, but there are challenges.
And what's your role in the CU, Emily?
So I've just taken over this term as a college leader. So our uni is split into 16 colleges and we meet in our colleges for a Bible study and a little bit of like small group prayer before we go to our central meeting. So I am a co-leader for my college, Christian Union.
So all that stuff you're saying about the sort of the daily stuff, the weekly meeting together as everybody, and yet you've been stuck in Orpington for the last 3 months. So how does that work?
It's really good because we've been able to do a lot over Zoom. So we've put on lots of prayer meetings and talks and things. What's difficult is the outreach side of it. So beforehand we would have things like text a toasty where people could text a question about Jesus and we would bring them a toasty and the answer, hopefully. And just those kinds of interactive things with people we can't do as easily over Zoom, but the encouraging each other has been really good.
You could maybe send them a picture of a toasty. that sure works so well, would it? Yeah, so I think this is, I mean, it's going to be a real challenge, isn't it, next term? I guess, have you been working through how you're going to do freshers and events and Mission Week? Have you, or do you not even know because you're not really sure what's happening next term?
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, we just don't know. So we're still really praying for incoming freshers and people that are going to join and praying for the best way to kind of support them. But we just don't know at the moment, really.
Yeah. It is really hard. I wanted just to share a screen. I don't know if this is working. Has that appeared on your screen? Great. Okay, so I just put a few prayer points there. This is kind of like Emily's been saying. It's really weird. We just don't know how it's going to look next term. We know that you know we were trying to catch up last term, and CUs have done amazing stuff trying to reach their friends on Zoom or YouTube or WhatsApp and trying to work around the problem of not actually being there, not being able to share lives with people in person. That's really hard. And so I guess my key points for prayer over the next month or 2 or 3 months is for the Christian Unions to keep on loving Jesus and loving others. You know, they would carry on living for Jesus, speaking for Jesus, the courage to do that. And then just adapting to, I know the new normal is a horrible cliche phrase, isn't it now? But it is, we need to adapt. We need to plan. How are we going to do it when we don't really know what's happening? And so some of the key dates to pray for, 13th of August. Does anyone know what happens on the 13th of August? No, you're all on mute, so you can't answer me. 13th of August is A-level results time. So that's when people know where they're going. And so that's when people like Emily need to be ready to have an online presence, if you like, so that new students who might be going to Durham, whatever university it is, we'll be able to see there is a really welcoming group called the Christian Union who are looking forward to them starting, even if they're not going to be there in person. So we need to be ready by 13th of August so that new students are able to be welcomed. And then as term starts, that we can welcome them well. And then what are we going to do? Virtual small groups, how are we going to do mission events, how all this sort of stuff, praying for them as they work that out. And then similarly for us as an organization, our big training event is normally middle of August. It's a huge event. There's about 1,400 people, student leaders from across the country, and we camp, not so good, unless you like camping, in a field on the Welsh border. It's normally wet. It's fun, but we can't do that this year. So we're doing it online, and that's going to be difficult and different. Please pray for that, because it's our key training event for CU leaders like Emily, and for our staff to adapt as we try and support CUs where the CU leaders aren't necessarily going to be there, and where we can't just do the same kind of meetings that we did before. So that we can go on loving them and supporting them well. Those are some of the key points. I'm sure there are many others, but that's probably all I was going to need to say. Emmy, is there anything else you wanted to ask, or should we hand back to David?
No, I think that's everything. Thanks.
Brilliant. Okay. Thank you, Emily.